College English Test, Band 4.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?
You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they have to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose answer A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Question 1. I often mistake Tim for Bob. Can you tell them apart?
No. They look so much alike that they even confused their mother sometimes when they were young.
What is the probable relationship between Tim and Bob? Question 2. I am thinking of going to Austin for a visit. Do you think it's worth seeing?
Well, I wish I had been there.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 3. It's so hot today, I simply can't work. I wish there were a fan in this room.
So do I. I'll fall asleep if I stay here any longer.
What are they complaining about? Question 4. Excuse me, I have a ticket for the 6 o'clock flight to New York, but I am afraid I can't make it. Is there a seat available for tomorrow morning?
Let me see. I'm sorry. All the morning flights have been booked up. The earliest we can get for you is the 2 o'clock flight in the afternoon.
What does the conversation tell us?
Question 5. Jack, I can't find volume 10. Could you check for me who borrowed it?
Here it is on the upper shelf next to volume 2.
Why can't the woman find the book?
Question 6. Have you a table for 4?
Certainly, sir. A corner table, or would you rather be near the window?
What is the man doing?
Question 7. It's been very cold for the past 2 days.
We haven't seen the worst of it yet. More snow is forecast for next week, accompanied by strong winds.
What will the weather be like? Question 8. I'd like to buy a copy of Professor Franklin's book on seashells.
I'm sorry, miss. That book has been out of print for some time now.
What does the man say about the book?
Question 9. Did Henry paint the whole house himself?
He had it painted because he doesn't like climbing ladders.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 10. Look at that big field of cotton, and there's a farm with some beautiful houses.
You really get to know the country when you go by train, don't you?
Where did the conversation most probably take place?
Section B. Direction. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Sam had worked 30 years for the same company, and now he had to retire. As a sign of gratitude, the company held a dinner in his honor. Sam, announced his boss, it is my great honor to present this gift to you on behalf of the company. Sam walked down to the front of the table and accepted the gift with pride. It was a gold watch, and on it was written, "To Faithful Sam for 30 years of service." Sam wept. I am at a loss for words. At home, Sam's wife looked at the gold watch critically. For this you worked 30 years? A cheap gold-plated watch? It's the thought, dear, answered Sam. The important thing is that I'm not working anymore. His wife held the gold watch to her ear and said, Neither is your watch.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. What did the company do to honor Sam? Question 12. How did Sam feel when he saw what was written on the watch? Question 13. What can we infer from the story? Passage 2. Religious and private schools receive little or no support from public taxes in the United States. As a result, they are more expensive to attend. The religious schools in America are usually run by churches. Therefore, they tend to be less expensive than private schools. When there is free education available to all children in the United States, why do people spend money on private schools? Americans offer a great variety of reasons for doing so. Some parents send their children to private schools because the classes there are usually smaller. In their opinion, the public schools in their area are not of high enough quality to meet their needs. Private schools in the United States range widely in size and quality, and they offer all kinds of programs to meet the needs of certain students.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. Why is it usually expensive to attend religious and private schools? Question 15. What is one of the reasons for people to send their children to private schools? Question 16. Who usually runs religious schools in the United States? Passage 3. An elderly woman yesterday made a legal claim against a department store because it had wrongly accused her of stealing a Christmas card. Miss Doris White, 72 years old, is claiming $3,000 damages from the store for wrongful arrest and false imprisonment. Miss White visited the store while doing Christmas shopping, but did not buy anything. She was followed through the town by a store manager. He had been told that a customer saw her take a card and put it in her shopping bag. He stopped her at a bookstore as she was reading a book. Miss White said, "This man, a total stranger, suddenly grasped my bag and asked if he could look in it." She was taken back to the store and shut in a small room in full view of shoppers for 20 minutes until the police arrived. At the police station, she was body searched and nothing was found. Her lawyer said that the department store sent an insincere apology, and they insisted that she may have been stealing. The hearing continues today.
Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 17. What does the story tell us about the old woman? Question 18. What was said to have been stolen? Question 19. What happened to Miss White after she was taken back to the store? Question 20. What was now the attitude of the department store in this legal case? This is the end of listening comprehension.